comes over to the manager, what are you with us this morning? Today is this. It's time to submit. It is time to submit. Everybody say, I'm ready to submit.
I'm ready.
Somebody type in the comments online, I'm ready to submit. And I don't know about you, but I got a hard time submitting myself.
Amen.
I like to be in control of me. I don't know about you. That's where we like to be. That's the human side of us that we live with each and every day. Hey, guess what? Until we get to heaven, we're still going to have a human side that we got to deal with every day. Amen? And I don't know about you, but until we get there, I know my human side is still going to be stubborn. It's still going to be hard-headed. It's still going to be difficult to get along with at times, because it's still going to not want to submit. Amen. To nothing. Because that's just human nature to us. Amen. But when we get to heaven, we ain't going to have to worry about that, are we? We're going to be living glory-filled lives every day. That carnal nature is going to be gone. It's going to be left here on earth. Amen. So, your scripture today, it's coming from the book of James. We might have been in James last week, wasn't we? I believe so. Yeah. Well, we're going backwards this week. Last week we were in James chapter 5. This week we're in James chapter 4, verses 1 through 12. James 4, 1 through 12. NIV version says it this way. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desire that battle within you? Your human conditions, in other words, a battle within us. Amen. You desire, but do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive it, because you ask with the wrong motives. How many of y'all ever done that? Amen. That you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendships with the world means intimacy with God? Therefore, anyone, everybody say anyone.
Anyone.
Everybody home, type anyone. Therefore, anybody, anyone, any of us, me, you, amen? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes what? An enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says, without reason, that He jealously longs for the Spirit He has caused to dwell in each of us? But He gives us more grace, don't He? That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Verse 7 says this, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and He will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up. Y'all hear that? Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift us up. Brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you're not keeping it by sitting in judgment on it. Therefore, sorry. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are to judge your neighbor? Or who are you to judge your neighbor? So that judge is not us, is it? Amen. The only judge that we have is our Almighty God. I don't know about you, but we got a lot of people that want to judge everybody else. Don't we? We got a lot of people who would be like, hey, wait a minute, you can't do that. You can't. It ain't our place. It is not our place to judge. Amen. That's left up to God. Alright. So we're going to talk about this real fast. Y'all like those real fast meetings, don't you? James 4, 1 through 12 is a wonderful passage of Scripture that addresses the sin of the world and the desires and the conflict that arises when we allow those desires to control our own lives. In this passage, James tells us that our conflicts with one another stem from each one of our own evil desires, which lead us to fight and to argue with each other. How many of y'all fight and argue with each other? I better not be the only person up there with my hand up. We all fight and argue with each other every once in a while, don't we? Because we all let our own desires get to us every once in a while. How about those at home? Do you fight with each other, argue with each other? However, he also provides us with a solution to those conflicts. And that's this, which is basically your title. He provides us that, which is to submit to God and resist the devil. We are to submit to God and resist the devil. And again, I don't know about you, but even after we get saved, guess what? When we wake up every day, we got that fight every day, don't we? We got to resist the devil and submit to God each and every day that he allows us to walk on this earth. It's hard for us, though, ain't it? It's hard for us. Because you're getting tore apart from the floor up. All different directions. Satan will try to use your family, your friends, your job, your school, your church to tear you apart and get you on doing the things that he wants you to do rather than us submitting to God. Amen? The first verse of James, verse 1, sets a tone for the rest of this passage. James says this: what causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desire that battle within you? Again, even after we get saved, we're still going to have those desires battle within us each and every day that we walk this earth. This verse tells us that the root cause of our conflict with one another is not external factors. It's not necessarily the person that you're having issues with. Amen? But the root cause is our own selfish internal desires. When we allow the desires to control us, we become selfish, don't we? We become selfish and not God-centered, not Christ-centered, but more worldly-centered, don't we? But we become selfish and competitive, which leads to fights and arguments with those around us. I don't know about you, but I am a competitive person. I like being competitive. God gives us a spirit of competitiveness as long as we use it outside of our own desires and our own wants. Amen. When we allow these desires to control us, we become that selfish and competitive person, don't we? Which leads us to fighting with everybody around us. In verses 2 and 3, James continues to address the source of those conflicts, saying, you desire, but you do not have, so you kill. You kill to get what you desire and don't have. You covet, but you cannot get what you want. So you quarrel and fight with each other. You do not have because you do not ask God. How many y'all are done. How many of y'all fall in that? I know a lot of times I don't have stuff that I probably should, because I won't ask God. Because I'm too stubborn. I'm too selfish. And that comes to the submit part. We don't want to submit to Him. If we submit to Him and ask Him, guess what? He's got a world for us. He's got blessings upon blessings upon blessings. Joy upon joy upon joy waiting for us. Amen? When you ask, you do not receive. Because you ask with the wrong motives. That you may spend what you get on your pleasures. Here James makes it clear that our desires and wishes for worldly things is what causes us to fight and argue with one another. Our desires, worldly things, is what causes our conflict within ourselves and with our friends, and for us to fight with each other. We become so consumed with our own wants, our own needs, that we're not satisfied until we have what we want. How many of y'all know we live in that me, me, me society? That instant gratification society that says, I can get whatever I want. I ain't got to worry about it. It's not true. Not true, guys. It's not all about us. It's all about Jesus. Amen. And we need to have less of us in 2023. Verses 4 and 6 says, God tells us that living like the world is putting us in direct correlation against God, against God's Word, against the Bible. Because of God's amazing love and grace, though, for us, He gives us a favor to us, don't He? When we act humbly, and as against us, when we walk proudly in our human condition. He's against us when we walk proudly. When we get too much of me in ourselves. When we get too much of our carnal nature in ourselves. God is against that, isn't He? However, James also reminds us and provides us a solution to all these conflicts that we're talking about. In verses 7 through 8, he says, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. How many of y'all remember when you first submitted to God, when you first surrendered to Him, when you first asked Him for salvation? Everything that Satan was doing to you took a hike at that moment, didn't it? It ran away. Now he still battles you back. Amen. But when we call on God, when we resist the devil has to flee from us. Because God is way more powerful than what the devil will ever be. So when we call on Him, not ourselves, I don't know about you, I can't make the devil flee nowhere. I got to have the power of God and in me before he will flee from us. Come near to God, He will come near to you. James is telling us that the key to overcoming our sinful desires and resolving conflicts is to submit ourselves, as much as we don't like to, is to submit ourselves to God. Not the world, amen, not our friends, not our family, not our job, not even our church, amen, but we have to submit ourselves to God. When we submit to God, we resist the devil and all the temptations he throws out in front of us. And we draw nearer to God, don't we? And when we get closer to Him, guess what? He gets closer to us. Amen. He draws clearer, nearer, and dearer to each one of us. Amen? In verses 9 and 10, James continues to address the importance of humility and submission to God. He says this, wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and well. Change your laughter into mourning and joy into gloom. Humble yourself before the Lord and He will lift you up. Here James is telling us that we must humble ourselves and turn away from our sin and our lives in order to be lifted up by God. We must purify our own hearts and turn away from our sinful desires in order to experience the joy and the peace that comes from submitting to God. Because I don't know about you, but when I first submitted, man, there was a joy and a peace that flowed over Ronnie. And sometimes I fight that now. Sometimes it still gets there. And I'm like, wait a minute. I got to submit. And that joy and peace will come back to me. Amen. And finally, in verses 11 and 12, James concludes his message by saying this. Brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or sister or judges them speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge a law, you're not keeping it, but setting a judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver, amen? There is only one judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. The only one is God, amen? He is the only one that can truly judge. But you, who are judging your neighbor, in these verses, James wants to remind us that our place in relation, of our place in relation to God and one another. We are not to judge. We are not to speak against our brothers and sisters. But rather, we are to submit to God and allow Him to be the true lawgiver and the true judge. Amen? In conclusion, James 4, 1 through 12 is a powerful message that reminds us of the dangers of our sinful desires in our lives and the importance of us submitting to God daily. We must humble ourselves and turn away from our sins in order to experience the peace and the joy that comes from that submitting to God. Amen? Are you ready today? Do you have anything you need to get rid of today? Do you have anything that you need to submit to Him that you've done this week or this year? And you can do it now. Amen. As we come for the final song, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, again, I thank You for getting Ronnie out of the way today, Lord. Lord, for Your word spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, for Your Holy Spirit and the blessing and the message about our need to submit to You today, Jesus. We know that each one of us is still human inside, Lord. Lord, we know that each one of us still has carnal desires in us, Lord. Lord, we ask You that You purge them out today, Lord. Lord, if we've touched on one of them today, Lord, we ask You just to take it out of us right now, Lord. Lord, may we leave it here at church, Jesus, not take it back home with us, Lord. Lord, we thank You for each and everything that You do, Lord. Lord, we thank You again for the blessing and the message, Lord. Lord, we thank You for the opportunity to submit to You, Lord, when we're wrong, when we have desires in us, Lord. Lord, we thank You for the urging and the need that You give each one of us, Lord. Lord, that we're truly not to live for the devil, Lord, that we're to resist the devil, Lord, and submit to God each and every day. Jesus, Lord, that we're still here on this earth. May You give us a new revival spirit in that, Lord. Lord, that would be part of it, Lord, that we would submit to You and the Holy Spirit raining down in our lives today, Jesus. Lord, we thank You for each and everything that You do. In Your name I pray. Everybody say it.
Amen.
Amen.